Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The meter continues to run on the state's and our governor's legal expenses for the Flint water disaster. Michigan taxpayers have so far been billed about $12 million. Detroit Free Press reporter Paul Egan is here to talk about these legal bills with us via Skype. Paul, what did Michigan taxpayers get for their $12
million? Well, that's a good question, Cynthia, because these cases haven't been resolved yet. Most of them, either the civil cases or the criminal cases. So it's really very difficult to say at this point what we are getting. State employees are getting excellent criminal lawyers to work on their behalf. Those that have been charged by the Attorney General, Bill Schuette, and even some who have not been charged but are only under criminal investigation have also got criminal defense help.
And how much of this is going to lawyers hired by Governor Rick Snyder, the civil and criminal?
Roughly a third of it, over $3 million, is going to attorneys hired by Governor Rick Snyder. And he spent $2.5 million on a criminal defense contract and the balance of it on a civil defense contract. And that's been somewhat controversial, Cynthia, because certainly there haven't been any charges brought against the governor. What his office has said is that a large amount of the money spent on the criminal defense contract is going to produce documents. They've received subpoenas from both the U.S. Attorney's Office and the Schuette investigation, and they say that a large part of the money is really going to, you know, people to go through and produce documents that are needed for various investigations that are going on.
Now, your piece in the Free Press, Paul Egan, points out that this $12 million we're talking about does not include money that the state departments, the DEQ and the Health and Human Services Department, have paid to the Attorney General's office for all the civil lawsuits?
Right. I wanted to take a look at what's being spent on outside attorneys. Now, they have hired some outside attorneys for some of the civil lawsuits, and that money is included. But because the other money is really moving from one state pocket into another state pocket, I didn't include that. But it is over, well over $500,000. We were able to get numbers from some of the departments, but not others. But basically, when the attorney general does work for a state department, that state department is still expected to send money over to the attorney general's office to pay for that. You know, the numbers we had from a couple of departments were several hundred thousand, and I think it was the Department of Health we couldn't get numbers for, which would certainly put that over $500,000.
Bouncing back to these outside attorneys, there's some pretty big names that are being brought into this. Give us some idea.
You know, I used to cover federal court in Detroit, covered a number of the big trials there, and attorneys such as Steve Fishman, probably one of your best known attorneys in Michigan. He's representing one of the former emergency managers. You also have Mark Krieger, Harold Gurewitz, Robert Morrison, a number of very highly regarded and generally highly compensated attorneys are involved in representing some of these defendants that the attorney general has charged.
To that point, I know you spoke with an outside expert, a law professor at Western Michigan, Cooley, who knows about attorney fees. Are these fees outsized or are they what's to be expected?
Well, he certainly was not surprised at the amount that has been spent so far. You know, in some ways, I've certainly seen the hourly fees on some of the contracts. We're talking several hundred dollars per hour for a number of these attorneys, which, again, is not unusual. Professor Swartz did make an interesting suggestion, which was that we don't really know to what extent these bills are being scrutinized in detail by the state, not only the hourly rate, but, you know, how many hours they're being charged and whether there are any concerns about these invoices. One of his suggestions was that the legislature might want to set up a panel, whether consisting of judges or possibly some retired judges that don't have anything to do with the Flint issue, to review these bills, because we are still at a relatively early stage in this too, Cynthia. These bills are going to continue to come in for many, many years in some cases. It may be prudent for the state just to get a good management system to have some scrutiny and control over this.
Yeah, because the clear message of your piece in the Free Press, Paul Egan, is that the taxpayers better hold on because we're not done yet.
Not by a long shot. And of course, The other numbers that aren't included here is the actual cost of the settlements in some of these lawsuits. We recently just had a big federal lawsuit settled, which is under that settlement, the state is going to be on the hook for tens of millions of dollars for waterline replacement in Flint. Now, you could argue that the state was going to do that anyway, but that settlement sets a specific timeline for a number of water lines to be replaced each year. And, you know, we may see many more settlements or possible judgments against the state and or the city of Flint in the coming years.
Detroit Free Press reporter Paul Egan. As always, Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cynthia.